Scano, Sego, Sigoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM news. A new survey suggests that more than half of the people in Canada are struggling and stressing over the high cost of living, including food increases, which is trickling down into charitable donations. Six Nations Food Bank Coordinator Tracy Martin says in the last 6 months they have seen a 15 to 20% increase in families requiring food bank services. Martin says during the last week of August 15th to 19th, they serviced 520 families. Ironically, they can throw out as much as 40 to 60% in expired food each week, which is why they prefer to have monetary donations to purchase what they need in bulk and make the money go further. But that's only part of the stress being felt by the food bank. Six Nations Food Bank Board Chair Mary Montour says it's important for people to understand that as a single-staffed operation, they have limited resources to help distribute the food as well.
We have one employee, which is Tracy, but we look and depend heavily on volunteers. And finding volunteers is very hard.
Right.
So, to find volunteers that will commit to coming, say, on a weekly basis or even coming to assist is very hard. We are posting now on Facebook, and we had one volunteer come in today. But otherwise, it's Tracy that's doing all the work. And I don't think that how people realize that one employee-run business with the food bank board backing her up. But in order to do and hand out everything that we do on Thursday, which is our food service day, she's got to coordinate all that.
The Angus Reid Institute is reporting that many Canadians are responding to price increases with spending decreases, and 4 in 5 saying they have cut spending in recent months by either trimming their discretionary budget, delaying a major purchase, driving less, scaling back travel, and charitable donations. More than half of those surveyed, 52%, say they couldn't manage a sudden expense of more than $1,000. If you'd like to hear my entire conversation with Food Bank Chair Mary Montour, listen to Compelling Conversations this Thursday, just after the 5 o'clock news.